So I've got some good news. There's a new product on the market to help keep your skin looking young.
Oh.
Anti-aging gin.
Oh. Oh.
So I guess we're going to start drinking gin more often.
Is it time to call Big Fatty?
Apparently. Anyway, I
Is
haven't...
Is that why Big Fatty looks so young and youthful? Is all the gin?
Maybe.
Oh.
Because what, he's about 175 now, right?
Yeah, and he only looks 122. Oh my God, he's going to be so angry at us.
Anyway, yeah, so I just found this article and I thought it was really interesting. Like, people are finding ways to promote products no matter what.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Because what, he's about 175 now, right?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2160 of the BFO for Monday the 9th of May 2016. Yo, coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy, it'll be lovely, yes! Hello, vacationers, Big Freddy! Hi, everyone, I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're vacationers, cause y'all, Big Freddy. Big Fatty, y'all, Big Fatty's got a busy month of May. Yes, Big Fatty, a busy month of May. Because y'all, I have got several itsy bitsy teeny weeny Big Fatty yellow polka dot bikinis. No, vacations coming up, y'all, this week. This week, I am going over to the... To the Hara Hotel. I'm scheduled to be over there Thursday night and Friday night. Friday night and Saturday night. For the inappropriate pool party that they have. You know, they invite me to come be the master of ceremonies. Big Fatty, better that than the master of betas. Oh, Big Fatty, I believe I said that. Anyway, then the second weekend, I'm going back to the Hara Hotel for another event. Y'all, Jim, Gavin's other half is coming down for that. Big Fatty, is that for a puppet show? It could be. And y'all, then it'll be Memorial Day weekend. Big Fatty, you've got to cook something on the grill. Then y'all, that is the official kickoff to the start of summer. And y'all, then the first weekend in June, Granny and Durwood and I, y'all, we found a $167 round trip airfares from Charleston to Fort Lauderdale. And so y'all, we're going down there, and we're going down on the tooth of June, and we are going to be there the tooth and come back on the 6th. Big Fatty, isn't that the good days? It is the good days, which is why I'm not going to the good days. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we'll be staying at the In Leather. Big Fatty is slinging every room. It's true. So y'all, there's no rest. Big Fatty, you'll have to come back to the coal mine to rest. I guess I will have to come back to the coal mine to rest. But I'm going over to the Hara Hotel this coming weekend. And y'all, I'm here in the in the villa on Sunday, and all of a sudden I get this textimonium. I get a textimonium from Chris, who's over there, and he says, "Now, Big Fatty, shall we expect you on Thursday evening?" And I went, "Well, no, I'm coming over on Friday." And he says, "Oh, well, we've got your room ready for you on Thursday." And I went, "Well, I had considered coming over after work on Thursday, but you know, I don't have a laptop in here. Big Fatty, that's the one that died when up there when you visited the tuna pit in the Urban Gatillo. It's true, the northern Mexicans killed it, and I'm blaming Canada. Yes, Big Fatty, and so y'all, I've got to be here to record a little show. Big Fatty, there are other options. So anyway, the more Chris and I chit-chatted, y'all, I think I'm going over after work on Thursday. So there may be a pre-recorded little show for the next two, I say, chew, for right days. Oh, Big Fatty, something we can look forward to. You are pre-recorded. Yeah, I guess y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday evening when I recorded the For Right Little Show. And, y'all, I, it was, Thursday was a real busy day in the coal mine, but, For Right, it was a huge busy day at the coal mine, not in our Veda, not my particular office, but y'all, there was several things going on. Big Fatty had some meetings and some greetings and all that he had to take care of and everything, but y'all the Greek festival was Larry Clyde was off on For Right. And I believe he is off today, Monday. What was I going to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. The Greek festival. The Greek festival was going on in Charleston this weekend. And y'all, Larry Klein and I usually go down there and pick up one of those gyro sandwiches during lunch on For Right. Dude, but y'all, since he wasn't there, I just didn't, y'all. I'm gonna try to cut out some of these carbs. Big Fatty, that's all you've been eating is carbs and sweets. It's true, and y'all, I feel like shit. Big Fatty. And y'all, I'd like to lose 10 pounds. Big Fatty, we'd like for you to lose more than that. But anyway, before I go down there to Fort Lauderdale, yes, Big Fatty. We'll see how successful I am, we'll see. Y'all, I came home a Friday evening, and y'all went for a nipple walk. I hadn't been for a nipple walk in a while, and I really, you know, when you hear sitting in your underpants, Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants, or when you hear podcasting with pants off, yes, Big Fatty, you just don't want to put pants on and go for a nipple walk sometime, but y'all, for right. The weather was still nice and cool, so y'all, I got home on For Right Day and went for a nipple walk, and y'all, it was brisk and cool, and it was just lovely. I can't say that there's much progress on anything here in phase three of Fat Acres. But y'all, it's still, they're cutting the grass again. Big Fatty, that's something. So I don't know when they're going to actually start building houses and stuff like that. But it was a working weekend for Big Fatty because, y'all, I had two, not one, but two, I say, chew, announcing gigs on Saturday. So I needed to get a good night's sleep because I had to get up at the ass crack of dawn. Yes, Big Fatty. on Saturday. So, y'all, I came in Friday night and from a nipple walk. And, y'all, I... Uh, I decided to have a little gin, and y'all, you know my flight attendant that comes to town from time to time. Y'all, you know he always has a little adult beverage waiting for us, and y'all, if there are any adult beverages left, he'll say just take those with you. And so y'all, I in honor of Digger being out there at Walnut Hills this weekend for the big event. Yes, Big Fanny. Y'all, I had a Bombay and tonic and some of that Peter G tonic water. Yes, Big Betty, it's good. And I had that, and y'all, I'm sitting here enjoying my cocktail, and y'all, the doorbell rings, and I went, oh, what? Because y'all, the doorbell never rings, and y'all, so I kind of peek out, and y'all, there's this cute boy standing on the porch, and I went, oh, and so y'all, I realized I was wearing my Nasty Pig wife beater t-shirt and matching Nasty Pig shorts, and I went, oh, should I run change? No, Big Fatty, he'd be gone. So y'all, I just opened the door, and y'all, he was trying to sell technology, the smart home stuff. It's a company called Vivint, V-I-V-I-N-T. And, you know, it incorporates the doorbells that have the cameras in them, and it has the burglar alarm and the Nest thermostat and everything. And anyway, so we talked for a little bit, and, you know, I explained to him that... y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. I'll tell you right now. It's some cube steak that I made on for right day after I got back from a nipple wall. But anyway, Big Fatty. Y'all, he was just cute as a button. But anyway, I didn't buy anything, but I got his card. So y'all go over and look at that Vivint, and see if you want one of those smart homes or whatever. Yes, Big Betty. Then y'all, I watched the big run. Watched the big run on a Friday night, y'all. I'm gonna tell you something. They went from four teams to three, and y'all, when the third team, and I'm not gonna spoil it in case you hadn't seen it yet, but y'all, when the third team came around the corner, I jumped out of my seat, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. Big Fatty, I think you just spoiled it. Well, I may have, but anyway. Anyway, y'all, this coming for right is the finale of the big run. So, y'all put that in your VRC. Well, anyway, after that, I was feeling, I had a second cocktail, and y'all, I was feeling no pain. Yes, Big Fatty, because, you know, I wanted to sleep like a baby. Big Fatty pooping the bed on a Friday night. No, y'all, so I crawled into the love chamber, and y'all, I was just crawling in, and that Daniel Bieber started to send me a testimony. If you got a minute to talk, so you know, I was talking to him, and you know, that just takes off all took away the buzz. Be ready, what did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. Got up the next morning, and y'all, I was at the coal mine by 7:15 a.m. in the morning. The first gig was over a little bit after noon. And y'all, the second one, I didn't have to be back until 2 p.m. in the afternoon. So y'all, I came back here to the villa, and y'all, I took my clothes off. I took my underpants off. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. and rested, put my feet up for a little bit. And y'all, it was nice. It was just nice to kind of do that. And then I went back and did my second gig. Yes, McFetty. And y'all came home, and it was about 5:30 p.m. in the afternoon when I was done with it. And y'all, I came out. Y'all, I was tired. And y'all, I was gonna eat some of that cube steak that I cooked on Friday night, but y'all, honestly, I was just too tired to warm it up. Yes, Big Betty. So y'all, I was on that stick it with a poke with Jim and Gavin, and y'all, the turnip head was there, and George in Atlanta, and y'all, it was a fascinating discussion on fangas. So y'all, if you're interested in fangas, you might want to go over there and listen to that. Big Fatty, he didn't record it. Oh, and that's right. It's the YouTube. You can see Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, yes, we'll go see that. And anyway, then went and met Granny out at the Connections Durwood. Durwood didn't show up. He was too tired. Big Dick was there. And y'all, they got a new bartender. Got a new bartender, and his name is Javi. Javi. Well, how do you do, Javi? Y'all, he's cute as can be. Big Fatty, is he Mexican? A little bit, yes. But y'all, he likes the old and the fat. Big Fatty, he must love you and Granny then. Anyway, Javi was there, and I had my second drink. And of course, Granny bought a shot. And y'all, I normally I'm there till at least 11 o'clock. Y'all, I came home at 10:15 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I crawled in the bed, and I was pooped out. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty. Filled it up again. And then got up Sunday, and y'all, I went to the Sam's Club and bought some things and all. And y'all, I got these pruning shears. Y'all, it looks like a bolt cutter, though. Y'all, I cut, you know, that tree that I mangled up, or that the squirrels used to run up? Y'all, it cut through that crepe myrtle like butter. Cut through it like butter. And y'all, I trimmed up another bush that was scraping up against the villa off the back screen porch. And y'all, I put out more. Big Fatty, you were so butch. Went for another nipple walk. And then, of course, I called the Hat Arena. And y'all, I had some more of that cube steak. Yes, Big Fatty, you've been belching it up throughout the entire evening. And Big Fatty, I think that pretty much was your belch-filled nipple walk weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's gotten hot. It's gotten hot over here in Charleston. And Oh, dear Gussie. I think summer's getting a jump on things over here. So, y'all, I'm trying not to have to cut the air conditioning on. Y'all, I went to the, when I was at the Sam's Club, I also got some citronella candles, for the front porch of the villa, y'all, because the mosquitoes just ate me alive. So anyway, we'll see if they work. And y'all, my lights are getting installed today, hopefully. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Turnip Head and Urban Guy T.O. And Turnip Head, what have you heard about the old gal's birthday?
Because what, he's about 175 now, right?
Oh, so you got a full recap then. I wonder if there was cake.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.